Welcome to this first Cuckoos podcast, an introduction to the club and how you can be part of it, how you can get involved, and how you can follow the club next season. It's quite important, we feel, to give you the opportunity to support your local club, and we hope that this podcast will give you that opportunity, it will give you that chance, and it will give you that little leg up maybe that you need to come along and join in. The club itself, Yaxley Football Club, was founded in the year 1900, so it's a reasonably well existing organisation, and it plays now, used to play at a host of grounds. The most recent before our current move was in Middleton's Road, the Wreck, as everyone in the village will know it. Now we operate just off the home road, down Leading Drove. If you're heading towards the Admiral Wells out of Yaxley, just over the little bridge there's a left hand turn, and down that drove there is Intuitive Park, which is the home of Yaxley Football Club. And there's the car parking facilities, and there are plenty of space to go in, to park, to drop off, come into the ground, and enjoy a game of football. There are clubs or teams within the clubs from the first team, which plays in the United Counties League Premier Division. Now, a lot of people always ask about the standard of the United Counties Premier League. It is four leagues away from being the Football League. So if Yaxley were promoted four times, they would be in League Two. So one league behind Peterborough United. And that would be from the United Counties League. They would go into the Southern League, the Evo Stick League South. From there, they'd go into the Evo Stick Premier. And from there, Conference South, or the National League South as it's known nowadays. And then from there, into the National League, the old Conference. Leaving them then just one promotion before they're into the Football League. So whilst that's, much as we'd love to think it could happen, it's quite unlikely. The first team play at a fairly decent standard. Yaxley Football Club also participate in the FA Cup every season. Now, whilst your Premier League teams come in January and your Football League teams like Peterborough come in October, November time, the FA Cup for us starts in late August with preliminary qualifying rounds. But again, in theory, win that and then win the four qualifying rounds and you could be in the first round proper alongside the Football League clubs. It's never happened for us yet, but it could. Why not? The closest we've got is the second qualifying round on a couple of occasions. We've been unlucky to be drawn away from home lengthy distances on both of those occasions, so it didn't quite work out. The other competition we're in is the FA Vars, and the FA Vars is four clubs at our level. So the conference clubs and leagues above don't get involved. It is for clubs up to our level, which is great because as we were 2 years ago, we can go quite deep into the competition. We actually almost made the quarterfinals a couple of years ago on a fantastic run, which I know a lot of people in the village did get behind. And we played away against Erith in that game on a Sunday. It wasn't moved for Sky, much as we like to claim at the time it was. And that particular game was watched by many hundreds of people, and there was a big travelling contingent of Yaxley fans. I've watched the club for 30 plus years, and to see all those people pouring out of buses and minibuses and out of the train station in Welling, all wearing their blue and white scarves, was a fantastic thing and a brilliant sight. So, what else do you need to know? There's facilities at Intuitive Park. There's a big bar area. There's also a conferencing area for all of your business needs. But as every football club needs, there's a flourishing bar and tea hut and burger van scene. There's a club shop. We do all of the stuff that you might expect from a football club shop. We've even got an online store if you visit www.yaxleyfc.com if you're an exiled fan listening. We have sold replica Yaxley kits. They've gone to the Channel Islands. There's one gone to Australia. There's one gone to the Netherlands. So we do sell the odd kit to the odd faraway location. But have a look at that because we've got new season stock arriving fairly soon. From Adidas, who are our kit supplier. To come to a first team game, it is £6 admission for an adult and £3 for concession, your children. If you are a member, so if you are a playing member of the club, and we have got teams at both boys and girls levels up to senior from under six, we've also got veteran sides. So there, if you're a playing member, you're getting in for free. And there are various membership schemes available that, again, you can find on the website to get involved with the club and be a member. And you also get various discounts, not just at the club, but in and around the village as well. Those match day times are on a Saturday, 3 p.m, so your standard football time. Don't worry, you won't miss Jeff Stelling and Chris Kamara because we do have the Premier League games and scores and everything on in the bar. So when the match is finished out on the pitch, you can nip in and see how your other team are doing at half time, which is quite important. it's a 4G pitch as well, so hopefully as we get through this season, we will be having competitions and games and things for fans to get involved in on the pitch. So you will get to share that that hallowed turf with the Cuckoos players. And in midweek, the game time is 7:45 p.m. And again, if that clashes with any Champions League commitments, don't worry, you won't be away from other footballing commitments and teams that you may support. So you'll be able to take in a mixture of both, have a great atmosphere, have a beer, have a drink, have a burger, stand around the pitch, enjoy it, and get involved with a club that's trying to go places and do things and be a bit more innovative and engage with its fans. There's a whole host of ways that you can get in touch with the club. If you are looking to come to a game and it's your first time and you need a bit of advice, we're always happy to help. There's a contact page on the website, so if you visit www.yaxleyfc.com, along the top menu bar there is a contact page just next to the shopping page. So contact us if you want any information. If you're unsure about where to park or any of those kind of things, it's fine to ask the question. We'll be more than happy to help. You can follow us on Facebook if you search yaxleyfc.com. We'll always answer your queries and questions there. And on Twitter, which is at YaxleyFC. And again, communicate with us, get in touch. We've also got a Yaxley Football Club Instagram page. And obviously now we're going to start trying to engage even more via this podcast. So again, in the future, we might well have some interviews with players and management and people in and around the club. That's the plan. Maybe do one a month. And the next one, after this introduction, will probably be a bit more about pre-season, the players we've got, who to look out for, what to expect. As we go through the season. So we are here to try and help and try and support. We feel that there is a good opportunity for people to be involved with their local club. It's incredible how many people know the exact goal difference of Yaxley first team and the results week on week on week, but maybe haven't quite taken that next step, that plunge of coming down to the ground, having a drink, having a laugh, having a bit of fun, watching a game of football. And we hope we can encourage you to maybe make that step and come and see us. And even if you come along for a few games and enjoy yourself, that's more than enough for us. That's what we want. So, as I say, get in touch. Give us your feedback. Is a podcast viable? Is it worth doing? Have you got enough information? Is there stuff that you need to know? We will possibly touch on sponsorship and advertising next time. Because to have a club in a village as small as Yaxley playing at the high standard that we do, we're obviously very grateful for any level of support that we can get in the forms of advertising and sponsorship, as well as lovely people through the gate wearing their scarves, twirling their scarves and shouting their encouragement. So we'll maybe talk about rates and things like that if you are interested, or if you're as a business you're interested in getting involved. The only other thing it remains for me to say is enjoy what's left of the off season. There's not that much left. We'll soon be into the season 2016 and 2017, and we'd love to share it with you guys, and we'd love for you to be along and part of it and enjoying the game and the football at Yaxley FC as much as we do. So up the Cuckoos, and we hope to see you soon, and thanks very much for listening.